Welcome back to Bullseye on the afternoon on AM 930 WEOL, taking you through the end of your work week and into your weekend. A lot of cool things happening in the area this weekend. One of those things happening this weekend, it's the 8th Annual Macedonian Festival. Should be a great time. And here to tell us more about the Macedonian Festival this weekend, Professor Jovanovski. Professor, how are you? Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for inviting me. I'm fine.
Well, let's talk about some of the details of this Macedonian Festival going on this weekend. Where and when will this take place?
This is taking place at in Avon. More specifically, the address is 38665 French Creek Road in Avon. And it lasts today, tomorrow, and Sunday. In fact, still more specifically, today from 6 to 10, tomorrow from noon to 10, and Sunday from 11 to 5.
And it's free admission, too, correct? Doesn't cost you a dime to get in, right? Very good stuff. Well, what kinds of events are lined up for this year's Macedonian Festival?
Well, essentially food, Macedonian music, and there will be four or five dancing groups dressed in traditional paraphernalia, so it should be interesting. Very colorful, too.
Well, this is the eighth year that this has been around. How has this event really improved from one year to the next?
Well, when we first started, it was essentially 3 days as well, but the attendance was not as populous as it was last year, and we're expecting it to be even more populous today or this year.
But we have many more different
types of foods as well.
How many folks are you expecting over the course of the weekend?
Oh, that's hard to say, but last year I think we had something like 5,000 to 5,500. We're expecting about at least that many, preferably about 6,000.
Professor, for those who may not be aware, inform people on Macedonia where this whole festival comes from.
Well, let's start with Macedonia. Macedonia is in the southeastern corner of the Balkan Peninsula. It's separated into four different countries today. The Macedonia we are referring to is the Republic of Macedonia, which used to be part of Yugoslavia at one time. That's why it's sometimes referred to as FYRAM, former Yugoslav Republic of Macedonia. The other three sections of Macedonia, a very small section, a sliver of ancient Macedonia, is to be found in Albania, eastern Albania, northern Greece. Most of northern Greece is actually called Macedonia, and the western part of Bulgaria. So Macedonia is a fairly large area, but the Macedonia we're talking about is the Republic of Macedonia. The reason why the festival started, by the way, is because of what happened on St. Elijah's Day, which is the 2nd of August in the year 1903. There was an uprising in the Republic of, or in the city of Kruševo, which is in the central part of the Republic of Macedonia today. And that was an uprising against the Ottoman Empire. And the city was liberated for about 10 days. Then the Ottoman Empire sent a very, very large contingent of their regular troops, and they annihilated the Republic such that Macedonia was occupied until the Balkan Wars of 1912 and 1913, which means, by the way, that Macedonia was under Ottoman rule for 537 years.
Wow.
Yeah, no kidding. Professor, how much of this festival is geared toward informing people of the culture here?
Oh, it is. If you go inside the church, you will see something like a museum of the traditional foods and folklore of all sorts. But there are going to be people who can walk you around. You can also visit the church itself, the sanctuary, so you can see what it's about. When we speak of the Macedonian religion, we're speaking of Eastern Orthodox, which is resembles, but it's not necessarily identical to Greek Orthodox, Russian Orthodox, Bulgarian Orthodox. So we're inviting everyone who wants to join us. It's going to be a festive occasion. Any day, whether today or tomorrow or Sunday.
Again, we're talking with Professor Jovanovski about the Macedonian Festival this weekend. It'll take place at the St. Clement Macedonian Orthodox Church today, tomorrow, and Sunday. Admission is free. That's an interesting history about all that went on in the history of Macedonia. And I want to talk about what actually brought this event to Avon 8 years ago, because I think it's interesting when you look at this history. We're talking over 100 years ago all this went down. Right. What was it, though, 8 years ago that brought this festival to Avon?
Well, it was there wasn't anything special that triggered this. What happened is that churches throughout North America, especially in Toronto and also Buffalo and also in Chicago, there were all these Macedonian churches that had the festival, and we thought, why can't we have it? We just never thought of having it before, but there were a couple of people who decided to hold this festival about 8 years ago, and as I said, it wasn't that successful the first year, but not too many people knew about it. But today, it's actually become a tradition. I heard about a couple of days ago, I heard of a medical doctor from the clinic who has circled this date as his special day because he's coming all the way from Shaker Heights to participate, which is, I'm laughing, not so much laughing, but I'm smiling about it because I'm glad to hear that we have guests from such a distant place as Shaker Heights. So what triggered this essentially? Nothing other than the fact that this is a very important date in Macedonian history, essentially.
Well, and I think with someone coming over from Shaker Heights to attend, I think that tells you just how much this thing has grown over the course of the last 8 years. There's no question about that. Professor, for those who maybe aren't as familiar either, what kinds of food are we talking about when we're talking about Macedonian fare, which I'm sure will be readily available throughout the weekend?
Well, we are speaking of essentially, we're going to have also gyro for the youngsters, but essentially we have shish kebab, we have what are called kebabs, and kebabs are to be eaten like hot dogs, but they're really not hot dogs. I mean, once you've tasted them, you'll know you're tasting something Macedonian. We also have what are called beans and something called pleskavici, essentially meats. We also have Macedonian sausage, which is pretty spicy. So, believe me, you're going to see a variety of foods. But the most important ones that I can think of at the moment are kebabs and shish kebab and the Macedonian sausage.
Well, there's a live
music.
By
the way, one more thing. Let me just mention this before I forget. The pastries are absolutely out of this world.
Pastries, huh? Okay.
Oh, my goodness, well, hey. Yeah. Pastries are absolutely out of this world.
We all love desserts, so I think you certainly can't go wrong with a good pastry. There's also going to be live music at this event. What kinds
there
of bands
will be,
be in attendance?
Every day, starting tonight and tomorrow and also Sunday.
Very good stuff. What kinds of activities will be there for kids?
Well, for kids, essentially they can watch the youngsters dance. I think they'll like it. They can actually participate in... there will be something like a workshop, if you like. There will be a couple of people who can teach the youngsters how to dance Macedonian dances. They're called oros or kolo, which is essentially a circle dance. I think they'll like it.
All right. Well, very good stuff. Well, Professor, if our listeners are wondering where they can go to find out more information about this weekend's festivities, where can they go to find that information?
Well, we hope they attend in person. As I said before, the address is 3866 French Creek Road. There is a large sign. It says St. Clement Macedonian Orthodox Church. And also they can go on Facebook. If they cannot attend in person for some reason, they can go on Facebook and take a look at there.
Very good stuff. Look at it. Free admission this weekend, today, tomorrow, and Sunday. It's the 8th annual Macedonian Festival. Make sure you check it out. Professor Jovanovski, thank you very much for spending some time with us. And let's hope that Mother Nature decides to cooperate so you get all kinds of great weather throughout the weekend for the festival.
Thank you very much.
All righty. We're going to step aside and take a break here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. Matt and I are back after this on AM 930 WEOL.